full of cows. We had cows. We sold. My dad would go out in the country and buy up cattle and drive them in the pasture. We had pastures full of cows. You know where that Glenwood Hospital is right now?
I think so.
You know where Highway 20 goes across that? We used to live right down there, right down under that. That's where our house was. My dad had a slaughterhouse right over on the other side. I passed by there. I tried to picture how it used to look, but I can't now. And all back in that where Glenwood Hospital is, and there was a pasture, and we had cattle out in them pastures. Oh, yes. My dad had cattle. He had hogs and dogs.
Did y'all own that land or rent it? Or
no, we was renting that. We was renting that.
How much land were y'all renting?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I don't know. I couldn't remember.
300 acres or so? Or?
Well, I just don't know. I really don't. But it was a big pasture. It went way up there where Glenwood Hospital is now. You know, right there where the townhouses is and all that townhouse apartment, bonanza and all of that. That was where my dad's pasture. My dad is. I'd run cows in that pasture time and again. Because he was a butcher, and like he'd say, he'd come in, he'd have an order, someone would want him to kill a beef, and he'd say, go out there, and he'd point out what cow he wanted us to pin up. And I mean, we went out there and pinned that cow up.
Mm-hmm. How long would y'all leave it pinned?
Oh, he'd usually kill it just as soon as we got it pinned up. And I've run cows all over that place out there. My sister and brothers and I.
Y'all all had grass-fed beef then? Not grain.
Well, now we fed our beef some. We sure did, because I remember we used to have to go out and put out that feed for the cows. We used to feed them cottonseed and meal, cottonseed meal on it.
What different buildings did you have?
At
were you in the pasture?
Well, we didn't have. My dad had a big house, a slaughterhouse. And we had sheds for the cows and just the ordinary buildings you have to have around for cows.
What's the biggest building that you have on a farm?
Well, we didn't live on a farm. But you mean on a farm?
Uh-huh. Where the hay's stored and everything?
Well, that's a barn. That's just
a... Did y'all have a barn? Or?
No, we didn't have a barn.
Where would you store corn?
We didn't have store corn. Now, we had a barn where we stored the cow feed, but we didn't have no barn. We had a I guess you'd call that a barn. It was a barn, but what I mean, we didn't raise the feed, but where we stored the cow feed.
What did you call the room that you stored the cow feed in?
Feed room.
What about crib or corn?
A crib. Oh, yeah, there was a crib, but we didn't have corn.
What was kept in the crib?
Corn crib.
But you bought it. You didn't.
Yeah,
grow
we
it.
Didn't raise it.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Oh, yes. But we didn't have none then on our we didn't have no granary on our place.
The upper part of the barn where you could store hay would be called the...
The loft.
Okay.
Hay loft.
Say if you had too much hay to put in the barn, do you ever see someone leave hay outside?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I've seen leave hay outside.
How do they do that?
Well, do you mean the hay or the, now they have what they call a shock, where they shock the corn up in the field. But hay, I've just seen them bale it up and have it piled out there, just bale the hay in.
Do you ever see them take a pole, set it down, and then...
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
What's that called?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Did you ever hear of a hay rick or hay stack? Or?
Well, yeah, I guess that's what you're talking about. A hay rick would be the word for that.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the...
A meadow? Hay meadow?
Okay. And the...